हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। अथ साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः। सो वी स्टिल इन द सेकेण्ड् चाप्टर्. Still seeing the commentary. We finished seeing the commentary on the verse Vida Vinashinam Nityam. But still, based on the contents of the verse, Shankarabhutpada presents the doubts of Purvapakshi. The all possible doubts he clarifies. That's why Bhashya study itself becomes Mananam. When we listen to the unfoldment of the original text, words of the original text, it's called a Moola Grantha Patanam. Moola Grantha Patanam means what? Study of the original text. The meanings of the words of the original text, they're unfolded. We understand the teaching very clearly. Then when it becomes Shravanam, again, when we redo the same text with the commentary, Shankarabhutpada's commentary, what has been already unfolded is again studied with the commentary of Shankarabhutpada. The all possible doubts he presents himself as in the form of a Purvapakshi. So all doubts become clarified. So Bhashyam study becomes the Mananam. That's what we are doing. That is why it takes long time. We don't even have such doubts. No doubt comes in our mind. We just simply listen. So Shankar Bhagavatpada presents Purvapakshis and their thinking. And that is how he makes us think. He makes us have such doubts. He resolves those doubts also. That's the beauty of the Bhashyam study. Okay. ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। वेदाविनाशिनं नित्यं ययेनमजमौयम् कथं स पुरुषः पार्थ कं घातयति हन्तिकम्। डेफिनेटली इफ अ पर्सन नोज द स्वरूप ऑफ द रियालिटी द नेचर ऑफ द रियालिटी ऑब्टेनिंग एज वन सोन सेल्फ देन फ्रॉम द स्टैंड पॉइंट ऑफ द नेचर ऑफ द आत्मा ऑब्टेनिंग एज वन सेल्फ वन कैन resolve one's wrong identity. Understand the nature of the Atma means definitely then one cannot say that I am the doer, I'm the instigator of an action. One cannot say that because it is all pervasive reality. Atma obtaining as one's own self is free from doership and enjoyership. आत्मनः कर्तृत्वं नास्ति भोक्तृत्वमपि नास्ति. आत्मा हैज नो कर्तृत्वम नो भोक्तृत्वम. आत्मा डस नॉट हैव द स्टेटस ऑफ बीइंग द डूअर और द एंजॉयर. मीन्स आत्मा इज एवर ऑफ द नेचर ऑफ एक्शनलेसनेस. दिस इज आत्मा हियर इज ऑल परवेसिव रियालिटी विच इज एवर ऑफ द नेचर ऑफ नोइंग. Implied by the term Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. So, Naishkarmyam, Atmanah Swarupam. Oh yeah, so actionlessness is said to be the nature of the Atma because changelessness is the nature of the Atma. Why it is changeless? Because not be object to change is the very nature means Atma is the nature of motionlessness, therefore changelessness. Atma is motionless, therefore changeless. Why Atma is motionless? Because Atma is all pervasive. To be able to move, to have any motion on its part, it must be, there must be a place where Atma is not. Already, Atma is filling everything. Everything is filled by Atma. Pervaded by Atma. Atma being all pervasive, sarva gatatvat achalatvam sthanutvam. So unmoving is immovable. Because of, therefore it is of the nature of motionlessness. Because it is all pervasive, it is motionless. Because it is motionless, it is not subject to change. Changelessness is the nature. Because Atma is changeless, Atma is actionlessness. Being involved in action, being associated with an action means being object to change. So Atma being the very truth of everything, Atma is free from all accessories involved in, associated with any action. So Atma is not any of the accessories. Atma is not the karta, Atma is not the karma. It means Atma is not the subject of action, object of action, beneficiary of the action, instrument of action, location of, locus of action, purpose of action. Atma is not anything. Atma is very truth because of which there can be all these accessories. So we understood all this very clearly. And we're seeing the portion of the Bhashyam, we're still seeing the Bhashyam there. The Purupakshi comes with the, and already Bhagavan established this fact here. Vidushaha Adhikaraha Iti Etruktam Purum. पूर्वमेव ज्ञानयोगेन सांख्यानाम इति तथा च सर्वकर्म सन्यासं वक्ष्यति सर्वकर्म मन सर्वकर्माणि मनसा इत्यादिना सर्वक्रियासु अपि समानं कर्तृत्वादेहे अविद्याकृतत्वं अविक्रियत्वात् आत्मनः. We understood Atma has avikriyatvam. Atma has avikriyatvam. So Atma enjoys the status of being changeless. So changelessness is the nature of the Atma. Therefore what? Definitely Atma is, therefore changelessness being the nature of the Atma, actionlessness is the nature of the Atma. So this kartrutvam, then the doership is superimposed upon the Atma because of the ignorance. Because of the ignorance of the nature of the Atma, the doership, because of the wrong identity with an Atma, this doership is superimposed upon the Atma because of ignorance. So avidyakritatvam. Otherwise, Atma is always actionless. So if whoever says, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, then that person is ignorant of the Atma, ignorant of one's own self. His identity is not with all pervasive reality obtaining as one's own Swarupam. His identity is with Anatma, body, mind, sense complex. That is why a person entertains a wrong notion that he is a doer. If a person has the notion, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, that is because of the wrong identity. Wrong identity is because of ignorance of the self. So kartrutvam is purely because of the ignorance. Ignorance caused error. Why? Because any doer, the performer of an action, means anything which is involved in the action, is vikriyavan. Vikriyavan hi karta. Karta vikriyavan. The doer is the one who is subject to change, one who undergoes changes. The person who has the notion he is the doer has identity with anatma, body, mind, sense complex, and which is subject to change. Karta vikriyavan. And atmanaha karma bhutam anyam prayojayati kuruiti. Only the person who is ignorant of the self, who has the notion that he is the doer, and subject to his body, anatma, which is subject to change also. What does that person do? Karma bhutam, atmanaha karma bhutam anyam kuru iti prayojayati. Only the ignorant person who has doership instigates the other person also to do things. You do this. Anyam prayojayati. He instigates, he makes other person do, saying, do this. Who does this? Does Atma tell other person, come on, do this work? Does Atma tell, instruct the other person to do? Does Atma make the other person do? Does Atma instigate? No, Atma is only Sakshi. Atma does not, this all pervasive, abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing, which is of the nature of actionlessness, does not do any action, does not instigate another person to do anything also. Okay. So here, Atmanaha avikriyatvat. Here again, the reason is Atmanaha avikriyatvat means due to the changelessness of the Atma, due to the changeless nature of the Atma, kartrutvadehe sarvakriyasvapi samanam avidyakritatvam. This avidyakritatvam. In all activities, there is doership. In all activities, is caused by this doership. In all activities, is caused by ignorance only. Equally, there is doership in eating, in going, in coming, in sitting, in doing everything. There is doership. I am the doer. I am the enjoyer. I do this. I do this. I do this. When you say, "I do so many activities," we say that doership, that notion of oneself being the doer, is purely because of wrong identity caused by ignorance only. Equally, in all activities, there is doership caused by the wrong identity because of ignorance. Only if a person who is ignorant of the self, having wrong identity with the body, mind, sense complex, is subject to change, considers himself to be the doer, and makes other person also, instructs other person to do something. Otherwise, Atma by itself does not instigate anyone to do any action. this is the this is what just he continues to state this just to make us understand. It's called a drilling, you know. One must, even in sleep, you're asked to, you know, you've woken up and asked, is Atma the Karta? You must say what? No. Atma is ever of nature of actionlessness. Atma is not involved in any action. And Atma is not the enjoyer also. Atma is no punya papam. Atma is not, Atma is ever changeless. You have to remember the order, okay? Sarvagatatvatu. This we have to memorize this sentence. Sarvagatatvat, due to the all pervasiveness, achalatvam. Okay, motionlessness. Due to the achalatvat, so sarvagatatvat achalatvam, achalatvat, because of motionlessness, avikriyatvam, changelessness. Avikriyatvat akartrutvam. Because of actionlessness, action, okay, changelessness is actionlessness. How do you say? Sarvagatatvat achalatvam, achalatvat avikriyatvam, avikriyatvat akartrutvam. Got it? Is the order. Why you say akartrutvam? Avikriyatvat akartrutvam. Akartrutvat, but no, abhoktrutvam. That we have to add supply here. It's not mentioned. Non-enjoyership. Abhoktrutvat, punya papa palarahitatvam. Atma has no punyam, no papam. Punya papa palarahitatvat, abandhakatvam. Atma has no bondage. Atma is ever free. Nitya muktatvam. Nitya muktatvam. Ever freedom. Ever free. This is the order you have to remember. And what is the basis for us to say this? Nitya muktatvam. Atma is, Atma ever has his status of being ever free. Because it is free from bondage of karma. Free from bondage of karma because it is free from all punya papams. It is free from all punya papams because it is free from enjoyership. It is free from enjoyership because it is free from doership. It is free from doership because it is free from changes. It's not subject to change. It's not subject to change. Because it is free from any movement or motion. It is free from, it is of the nature of motionlessness because it is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Got it? This is the order you have to remember. But who can instigate another person saying, do this? Who can do this? Only Karta, Vikriyavan, Vikriyavan Karta, Vikriyavan Karta, the person who considers himself to be a doer, having wrong identity, thereby who is subject to change. And he alone can instruct other person who is object of the Atma. Atmanaha karma bhutam anyam. Kuru iti prayojayati. So instructing other person to do something, other person who is object of the Atma, object of knowledge of the Atma, is possible only for a person who considers himself to be the doer, having wrong identity because of the ignorance. Atma by itself does not do anything. It's all old lessons, okay? I'm simply reminding you. Nothing is new here. Okay. He continues. Tadi, I'm coming to today's class. Tadi etad avisheshena vidushaha sarvakriyasu kartrutvam hetu kartrutvam cha pratishedhati bhagavan. No, Shankara Bhagavatpada presents the beautiful conclusion here. He says, Bhagavan pratishedhati. Pratishedhati. Bhagavan negates strictly. Bhagavan pratishedhati. Bhagavan negates strictly. What does Bhagavan strictly negate? Sarvakriyasu kartrutvam. The doership in all activities, doership on the part of the Atma. Vidushaha sarvakriyasu kartrutvam Bhagavan nishedati. Bhagavan strictly negates the doership on the part of the Atma, on the part of the wise person also. The wise person being Atma himself. Ajnani, whose identity is with Atma, who is Atma himself. Ajnani, whose identity is not with Anatma, body, mind, sense complex, who is actually, as the knower, Ajnani is Atma himself. Therefore, Vidushaha, even Ajnani, who is Atma essentially, and a part of a wise person also, Sarvakriyasu Kartrutvam Bhagavan Pratishedati, Bhagavan negates the doership in all activities on the part of the jnani. Then hetu kartrutvam chani patishedati. Not only the doership, even he, Bhagavan negates the status of being the instigator on the part of a jnani. Jnani's hetu kartrutvam Bhagavan negates. Jnani is kartrutvam Bhagavan negates. So Jnani is not a doer, not even an instigator. That Bhagavan negates here. Why? Vidwan is the knower of the Atma, is Atma himself. A Jnani is Atma himself. Specifically for showing this fact, okay? Bhagavan Pratishedati. Vidushaha karma adhikara abhava pradarshanartham. Why does Bhagavan negate the doership and the status of being the instigator? Instigatorship Bhagavan negates on the part of a jnani in all activities, specifically for showing that a wise person is not eligible for any karma. Karma adhikara abhava pradarshanartham. For a jnani, there is no karma. Jnani only karma sannyasaha. Karma adhikara abhava pradarshanartham. Veda avinashnam katham sapurushaha ityadina. So in the 21st verse, Bhagavan strictly negates this doership and instigatorship, etc., on the part of a jnani, specifically for showing that a jnani is a sannyasi only. Even if he is physically involved in activities, still he is a sannyasi. He is an innocent of actions because there is no doership, there is no enjoyership on the part of a jnani. You want the post order? Bhagavan, Veda Avinashinam, Katham Sapurushaha Ityadina, by presenting those questions, by stating those questions there, that verse, what does Bhagavan specifically shows? Specifically for showing the actions being not there on the part of the Atma, Bhagavan strictly negates the doership and the instigatorship on the part of a wise person. Punaha vidushaha adhikaraha iti yetaduktam Puramiva. Then, if jnani is not eligible for karma, if there's no eligibility on the part of a jnani for doing any karma, because he's free from doership and enjoyership, then what is he eligible for then? That question, kva punaha vidushaha adhikaraha? Then, where is eligibility for a wise person. What is he eligible for then? If he is not eligible for action, because there is no doership and jarship on his part, then where does he fit then? The question, Kva punaha vidushaha adhikaraha iti yetadu uktam. That's why it has been already said very clearly, jnana yogena sankhyanam iti. Purameva jnana yogena sankhyanam iti uktam. What does it mean? Jnana yogena sankhyanam. So there's only for these enunciates, jnana yogaha is eligible only for the pursuit of jnanam. Adi is a jnani. What does it mean? Jnana yoga implies he has to be in only the discipline of contemplation. There's no karma for him. Tathacha sarva karmani manasa ityadina sarva karma sanyasam vakshyate. So here Bhagavan presents another quote from other month verse. Sarva karmani manasa sanyasyaste sukham vashi. Even though a person is involved in all activities, pashyan, shunvan, sprushan, jighran, ashnan, gachan, sapan, shwasan, palapan, nunmishan, grinnan. There's a verse. So doing all activities also, the person remains, okay, without the doership, without being free in the notion that I am the doer, in spite of involving oneself in all activities also, one remains, a jnani remains as a non-doer. Why? Sarva karmani manasa sanyasya. Sarva karmani manasa ityadina sarva karma sanyasam vakshyate. Bhagavan is going to discuss about this jnana karma sanyasa again in the following chapter. In the fifth chapter, we are going to see later on. Bhagavan is going to emphasize the same fact again later on in other chapter also, where Bhagavan is going to discuss the topic of renunciation of all actions through knowledge. Jnana karma sannyasa yogaha. Then sannyasa yogaha. Renunciation of all actions through knowledge is the topic which is going to be discussed in the following chapter, the following chapters later on, the fourth and fifth chapters. And there specifically Bhagavan is going to say this, that a jnani renouncing all activities mentally, in spite, he'll be there comfortably in spite of involving oneself in all the activities. Pashyan, shunvan, sprashan, jighran, ashnan, gachan, nimishan, unmishan. No physical activities are stopped. Ajnani is involved in all physical activities like any other ajnani. The difference is only in the perception, the understanding. Sarva karmani manasa sanyasya. Having renounced all activities mentally, in spite of involving oneself in all physical and oral and mental activities, having renounced all the activities mentally, the person remains, you know, happily there, a wise person. Because he is free from doership and enjoyership. Bhagavan is going to discuss this later on, emphasizing the same fact that a jnani is eligible for renunciation of actions, not for performing actions. Just to say this, once the clear understanding happens, identity becomes shifted, Agnani cannot entertain the notion I am the doer anymore. Even if he is physically involved in activities, even if he is involved in activities mentally, physically, orally, even in kaikam, vachikam, manasam, karmas, even if Agnani is involved in all the activities, he cannot entertain the notion that he is the doer. Because his identity is not with the body, cannot be with the body, mind, sense complex. Identity with the only Atma. Therefore, where there is jnanam, knowledge of the Atma, being one's own essential nature, and one person has the clear understanding that what is implied with him Atma is this abstract formless reality, and which is ever of the nature of actionlessness. We saw, no, remember the order. All pervades, sukshma tamatvad. One more thing you have to add. There's nothing subtler than the reality, the pure consciousness. The subtlest of everything is here is the most abstract, the formless reality is what? Subtlest reality is, subtlest is the consciousness. Reality, which is of the nature of consciousness. And sukshma tamatvata, because of this, subtlest nature, because of being the subtlest, it is absolutely all pervasive even of this space. Being all pervasive, it is unmoving. Because it is unmoving, it is motionless, it is changeless. Because it is changeless, it is actionless. Because it is Atma is actionless, Atma is free from injurship also. Their Atma is ever free. And it is the Atma, it is such Atma which is of this nature, is the truth of I, one's own Sarupam. So, a jnani who has his clear understanding, having shifted his identity from Anatma, body, mind, and complex to the Atma, cognitively, and even if he is involved in activities, still he has renounced his activities mentally. So renouncing one's activities mentally means renouncing, seeing the fact of oneself being free from doership and enjoyership through knowledge. That's why jnana karma sannyasaha, renunciation of actions through knowledge, is not simply physically giving up the activities. Physically giving up the activities is impossible. One can never give up the activities physically. Ajnani should not give up, cannot give up. Even a jnani cannot give up the activities physically, mentally, orally. Because as long as one entertains, one enjoys the body, mind, sense complex, one has survived in this world, one has to be involved in physical, mental, oral activities. So physically giving up activities is not karma sannyasaha. Simply giving up all physical activities, if a person remains and he thinks, if he says, I'm a jnani, I'm atma, I'm not doing any actions, I'm not involved in any activities, the person says, then he is not a jnani. So physically giving up activities does not make a person a non-doer. The non-doer is the one who gives up the activities mentally, which means he does not give up the mental activities or physical activities or oral activities, but he gives up the activities mentally, means he sees, understands the fact that Atma is the non-doer. So being free from the notion that I am the doer, if a person is involved in activities, then he has renounced his activities mentally. So mental renunciation is renunciation of actions through knowledge, is mentally renouncing the activities, not physically giving up the activities. But Bhagavan is going to discuss that even in the following chapters. We're going to see the what is discussed as the nature of the Atma in these verses, especially from the 12th verse of second chapter until the 28th verse of the second chapter. In these verses, in 25 verses, in almost in 20 verses, what Bhagavan discusses as the nature of the Atma is going to be elaborately discussed in the two chapters, fourth and fifth chapters of the Bhagavad Gita. So fourth and fifth chapters actually are elaborate discussion of the nature of the Atma discussed in these 20 verses. You can say specifically from 11th to the 30th verses. We can even say this. Fourth and fifth chapters of Bhagavad Gita presents the commentary on the 20 verses of the second chapter. This 11th verse onwards up to the 30th verse. So when Bhagavan makes it very clear, Shankar Bhagavatpada now completed his commentary on this verse, but still, the Pura Paksha again picks up that doubt from Sarva Karma Sanyasaha. Manasa, when Shankar Bhagavatpada says, Bhagavan is going to discuss in the following chapters also, that Jnani will remain happily, renouncing all his actions mentally. Sarva Karmani Manasa Sanyasya. He is going to mention when he quotes that word from that following verse from the following chapter. The Pura Pakshi picks up that and he comes with a new doubt. What is that? Let us see the Pura Pakshi's doubt. Nanu. When the Nanu comes, Nanu indicates what? The objection, doubt. Manasa iti vachanat. Na vachikanam kayikanam cha sanyasaha iti chet. If he says, oh, when Bhagavan says, sarva karmani manasa sanyasya, he takes, okay, only giving up mental activities. See, renouncing the activities mentally. He mistaken by Pura Paksha as what? Renouncing the mental activities. The adverb is mistaken by adjective here. Renouncing all activities mentally, a jnani remains happily. In spite of involving oneself in all these physical or activities. So mentally renouncing the activities means what? Renouncing the actions through knowledge, performing actions, freeing oneself from the wrong notion that I am the doer, is mentally giving up the activities. So here, Pura Pakshi is asking, oh, manasa iti vachanat, as there is a specific expression, renunciation, mentally renouncing, manasa iti vachanat, because the specific expression, manasa, vachikanam kaikanam cha na sanyasaha. No. A jnani cannot renounce physical oral activities. There's no renunciation of physical oral activities on the part of a jnani. Only mental activities are specifically mentioned that they are renounced. Oh my God. Therefore, Shankara Bhagavatpada again gives the answer. Pura Pakshi's doubt. Bhagavan says, sarva karmani manasa sanyasya. There he Manasa sannyasya means what? Giving up all mental activities, jnani should continue to be in physical and oral activities. This is what Purpakshi mistakes. He wrongly interprets that particular stay expression. Taking the particular expression, Manasa, he presents, he gives his own wrong interpretation. Oh, Bhagavan says that jnani can renounce only mental activities, not his physical oral activities. Vachikanam kaikanam cha na sanyasaha. Okay, if that's what Purupakshi says, then Shankara Bhagavatpada has to give a different answer. He says, na. Uttaram, what is the uttaram here? Sarva karmani iti viseshitatvat. Hey, come on, please understand. Sarva karmani manasa sanyasya. Sarva karmani means what? All activities. All physical activities. All activities means all physical activities, oral activities and mental activities. Kaikani karmani, vachikani karmani, manasani karmani, sarvani karmani, manasa sanyasya. Means not renouncing the mental activities, renouncing all activities mentally. Means through knowledge. So Bhagavan specifically says what? Sarva karmani iti viseshitatvat. The word sarva, as there is specific mention, the adjective, specific adjective, sarva, all. It implies what? No. Not only the mental activities, physical, oral, mental, all activities become renounced by a sannyasi, renounced by a jnani. Sarva karma sannyasaha. Jnanena sarva karma sannyasaha. Renunciation of all physical, oral, mental activities through knowledge means renunciation of all actions through knowledge means performing all actions, being free from the notion that I am the doer. Without that wrong notion that I am the doer, if a person is involved in activities, he is still renunciate of all actions. So, jnani is free from all activities. Not only mental activities, also physical, oral, mental, all activities. So again he'll say what? Purpaksha again will he'll come with a new doubt. No, sarva karmani. When Bhagavan says sarva karmani, he says, manasanam eva sarva karmanam. So simply doubts. Again, we should not have any doubt at all. Manasanam eva sarva karmanam. Karva karmanam means what? So renunciation of all mental activities only Bhagavan says. Purapakshi's doubt. Again, Shankara Bhagavatpada has to give an answer. No, not at all. Jnani, Bhagavan does not mean renunciation of all mental activities. Only all mental activities. No. Sarva karmanam, sarva karmani, jnani renounces all activities through knowledge means all physical, oral, mental activities. Simply giving up all mental activities. If jnani is involved in physical, oral activities means it is not correct to say that. Why? Manasanam eva sarva karmanam iti chet means what? Purapakshi says, oh, Bhagavan means renunciation of all mental activities. It means a jnani has to renounce all mental activities, but still he must be involved in all physical and oral activities. He must be doing. That's what Purupakshi says. But Bhagavan says, no. Jnani or ajnani, nobody can give up here. No mental activities can be given up. If all mental activities are given up, means what? Mental activities are given up means mind must be non-functional. The mind is non-functional means then no physical activities are possible, no oral activities are possible. When the mind is non-functional in deep sleep state, what happens? The mind is non-functional. The mental activities, the thinking is not there. The thinking is not there. Desires are not there. Thoughts do not rise. The mental activities are not there means then physical activities are not possible. Mind must be functional. Mind must be operated for the physical body to be active, to be operated, involved in activities. Even the speech to be there, even for oral activities, even for somebody to speak and the physical to be physically active, one must be mentally also active. Mind must be functional also. So physical oral activities presuppose the mental activities. Therefore, it is impossible to be involved, to be associated, involved in only physical and oral activities, giving up the mental activities. Therefore, jnani, for what Bhagavan means is, a jnani is free from doership, free from the notion that he is the doer because of his identity with the Atma. For such a person, even if he is involved in all physical or mental activities, he is still a non-doer. So performing all actions, being free from the notion I am the doer is what? Renunciation of actions through knowledge, which is renouncing activities mentally. Therefore, it's not simply giving up the mental activities and performing physical and oral activities. So he says, no, not at all. Manovyapara purvakatvat vakkaya vyaparanam manovyapara abhave tad anupapattehe. What does it mean here? Manovyapara purvakatvam. Purvakatvat means vakkaya vyaparanam. See, vyaparaha means activities. Vakvyaparaha means oral activity. Kaya vyaparaha means physical activity. Vak kaya vyaparanam. For all physical oral activities, there will be mental activity. All these activities presuppose the mental activities. Manovyapara purvakatvat, as the physical oral activities presuppose the mental activities, without the mental activity, it is not possible for any physical oral activities to happen. Manovyapara abhave means what? When there is absence of mental activity, it is impossible for any physical oral activities to happen. Therefore, manovyaparaha, the mental activities must be there for physical oral activities to happen. So, when Bhagavan says, jnani renounces all activities through mentally, means Jnani renounces all activities through knowledge. Then again, Purupakshi comes with the new doubt. Shastriyanam, Vakkaya Karmanam, Karakani, Manasani, Varjayitva, Anyani Sarva Karmani, Manasa Sanyaset Iti Chet. He simply says, oh, Purupakshi's doubt here. Whatever activities, physical, oral, mental activities have been prescribed by the Shastram, they must be given up by a jnani. But other laukika, worldly activities, mundane activities must be performed by a jnani. It's all his view, okay? Bhagavan states that a jnani must perform all mundane activities. He will give up only the activities, the physical, oral, mental activities prescribed by the Shastram. So, Shastriyanam, Vakkaya Karmanam, Karanani, Manasani, Varjayitva, Anyani, Sarva Karmani, Manasa, Sanyaset. So, whatever physical, mental, oral activities have been prescribed by the Shastram, all those Shastra prescribed physical, mental, oral activities must be performed by a jnani. So, apart from the leaving them aside, and other mundane activities should be renounced by a jnani. That's what Bhagavan means. Somehow he does not want the rituals prescribed in the Shastram to be given up by a jnani, because he is interested only in combining knowledge with karma. Okay, I'm repeating again, okay? What he says, Purapakshi, Bhagavan says all activities, all physical, mental, oral activities, activities prescribed by the Shastram should be performed by a jnani. Bhagavan only negates what? Laukika karmani. All other activities, rest of the activities which are not prescribed by the Shastram can be given up by the sannyasi, jnani. But the physical, oral, mental activities prescribed by the Shastram should be performed by a jnani. Which means what? Still he is in, somehow he wants to say that jnanam and karma must be combined, isn't it? According to Purapakshi, jnani cannot, should not give up the activities prescribed by the Shastram, the activities involving body, mind and speech. He can give up other mundane activities. All the activities can be given up by a jnani. But Shastra prescribed karmas involving body, mind, speech should not be given up. The Purapakshi's doubt. My God, how many times to tell him? So Bhagavan has to, finally has to say his. It's the last bit. Naiva kurvan nakarayan iti viseshanat. So the same verse it comes. Navadvare pure dehi naiva kurvan nakarayan. What does it mean? This wise person who is endowed with the body, mind and complex, who has no identity with the body, mind and complex, who is free from the notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, Hachajnani, without doing anything, without instigating anyone also, he remains happily there. That makes it very clear He does not perform himself. I mean, no. Naiva Kurvan. Mentally, without being free from the notion that he is the doer, being free from the notion that he is the instigator, Jnani is there happily, without doing anything, without instigating anyone to do any action. What does it mean? He is not the doer of any activities. Not that Jnani should give up only the laukika mundane activities. No activity is there for a Jnani. Jnani is not the doer of any Vaidikam karma, Shastroktam karma, or Laukikam karma also. Whether it's rituals prescribed in Vaidhi Shastram, a Jnani is not the performer of even. Jnani is free from the notion he is the performer of a ritual also. Whether rituals prescribed by the Shastram involving the body, mind and speech, or mundane activities, or sarva karmani, all Vedic rituals, all rituals prescribed by the Shastram, all mundane activities involving the body, mind and speech, Jnani is not the doer of any activities. Even if he is involved in the activities, he is a non-doer, because he is free from the notion that he is the doer. Na naiva kurvan na karayan iti viseshanat. Jnani is specifically described here as what? Naiva kurvan, not performing any actions, not instigating anyone, instigating any action also. Wise person is there. That expression makes it very clear. Jnani is a non-performer, non-doer of all activities. Not physically, Jnani does not give up the activities physically. He is, in spite of involving oneself in all the activities also, he is a non-doer, because he renounces the actions through knowledge. Renouncing the actions through knowledge means he is free from the notion that he is the doer. He is involved in the activities. Therefore, Jnani is not the doer of any activities, mundane activities or religious activities. Sarva karma sannyasaha ayam bhagavata uktaha marishyataha na jivataha iti. Purapakshi comes again with a new doubt. What is Purapakshi's doubt? Sarva karma sannyasaha, renunciation of all activities, okay, mentioned by Bhagavan. Bhagavata uktaha ayam pura karma sannyas, sarva karma sannyasaha. This renunciation of all actions mentioned by Bhagavan is only for the person who is about to die, marishyataha, not for the one who is still alive. Renunciation of all activities mentioned by the Shastram is only for the person who is about to die. Even if he is a Jnani, even if a person is a Jnani, if he is still alive, he is not about to die. If a Jnani is in the deathbed, then Bhagavan must have recommended this renunciation of all activities. If a Jnani is still alive, healthy, it is not for him. Renunciation of all actions is not prescribed for him. How many times to tell him? Bhagavan, again, Here, Chandragupta gives an answer. Definitely, renunciation of all actions on a part of a jnani mentioned by Bhagavan is not for the one who is about to die. Okay? Definitely for the one who is still alive, who is living health with a good health. So Bhagavan says here, Na navadware pure dehi aste iti viseshana anupapattehe. If Bhagavan mentioned renunciation of all actions is all actions for a person who's about to die, jnani who's about to die, not for the one who is still alive, Bhagavan would not have said this. Navadware pure dehi aste, dehi aste. The person who's still alive, who's still in the body, mind, sense complex, who's still in this, the body which is like a nine-gated city. Navadvara Puram is his physical body. Nine-gated city is the physical body. So this Dehi, the Jiva who is still surviving in this nine-gated city, the body, Bhagavan mentions, means remaining even as a jnani, a person who is still, who is a Jivan Muktaha, who is free while living, still remaining in this body as a jiva, as a jnani, this body having these nine entrances, the body is said to be Navadwarapuram, nine-gated city. Even being endowed with this body, always said to be nine-gated city, remaining in this body, still being alive, not have he still being alive, the person lives comfortably, jnani lives comfortably in this physical body without doing anything, not involving himself in activities, not instigating other person to do anything. The jnani lives comfort happily. Means Bhagavan does not recommend renunciation of all actions for a person who is about to die, but for the person who is still alive. Nahi sarva karma sannyasena mrutasya taddehe आसनम संभवति अकुर्वतः अकारयतः च सी फर्स्ट अगेन भगवान शंकर भगवत्पाद कंटिन्यूज टू एक्सप्लेन मृतस्य फॉर अ पर्सन हु इज डेड फॉर हिम सर्वकर्म संन्यासेन आसनम नहि संभवति. इट इज नॉट पॉसिबल फॉर द डेड पर्सन टू रिमेन इन द बॉडी. सो रिमेनिंग इन द फिजिकल बॉडी इज नॉट पॉसिबल. सिलेंसिंग ऑल एक्टिविटीज योर पर्सन इज डेड. द डेड पर्सन मीन्स डेड मीन्स वॉट? द डेड इज ही मस्ट हैव लेफ्ट द फिजिकल बॉडी. The body becomes dead. So the person who has left the body is said to be, when the body becomes dead, the person who's departed from the body is also said to be dead person. Therefore, mṛtasya, for the person who is dead, tad dehe āsanam na sambhavati. It is not possible for that dead person to remain in the body. Only when he leaves the physical body, he is said to be dead. The body becomes dead, he also said to be dead person. Therefore, it is not possible for one to remain in the body having after the death. Then how can such a person give up all activities? So having renounced all activities, sarva karma sannyasena, with the renunciation of all activities, a dead person cannot remain in the same body. So akurvataha akarayataha mrutasya tad dehe asanam na sambhavati. First of all, dead person cannot remain in the body, and with the renunciation of actions, he cannot remain in the body. How is it possible for him to be the non-doer or the non-instigator? One must remain in the body. Only then he can be what? He can be the doer, he can be the instigator. And he giving up the activities, etc. Once the person is dead, means there is no more identity with the body. But he said, sarva karma sannyasena mrutasya tad dehe akurvataha akarayataha cha asanam na sambhavati. See, performance of activities is not possible. Instigation of activities is not possible. Renunciation of all activities, renouncing to all activities, remaining in the physical body is also not possible for a dead person. Mrutasya, for the dead person, remaining in the physical body is not possible. Since renunciation of all activity, with the renunciation of activities, remaining in the body is not possible. Performing activities is not possible. Instigating is also not possible. Therefore, what he means is, what Bhagavan wants to establish is, if a person has the clear vision of the Atma, he is a wise person, he is a jnani, and a jnani's identity cannot be with the anatma, body, mind, sense complex anymore. Once the identity becomes shifted from anatma to the atma, as atma, jnani is free from the notion that he is the doer, he is the enjoyer. And being free from the notion he is the doer and the enjoyer, even if he is involved in the activities, still he is an enunciate. He has no punya papam. That is what is sarva karma sannyasaha. Jnanina sarva karma sannyasaha. It is not that giving up mental activities, still involving oneself in physical activities and oral activities, is not giving up the other mundane activities and still involving oneself. Jnani is involved in the performance of rituals prescribed by the Shastram. No, Jnani is absolutely free from doership and enjoyership because he has no identity with the Anatma. The identity is with the Atma, and Atma is ever free from doership and enjoyership. Jnani is free. That's what Bhagavan wants to establish here. Dehe sanyase iti sambandha, na dehe aste iti chet. He says, again, Purupakshi comes with a new small doubt. Having renounced the activities in the body, that's how the meaning should be taken. The Purupakshi says that Purupakshi has his own interpretation of this verse, this particular verse. He says, no, Bhagavan, he does not want the renunciation of actions on the part of a jnani. He doesn't accept that. Because for him, Purupakshi repeatedly he states the jnani should be performing actions, especially the rituals prescribed in the shastram. He should combine the karma with the jnanam as a means of attainment of moksha. That is his argument. He cannot give up that. So karma is prescribed by the shastra, no doubt. But karma is prescribed only for an ajnani for mental preparation. The whole karma kanda, I'm just stopping this at this point and explaining to you, because if we go ahead, we will not get, because we missed a class last week and other classes, so there'll be some confusion for you. So I'm going to put one by one all the arguments and send you, and it will become much clearer for you. What Bhagavan wants to say is, what Shankara Bhagavatpada wants to say is, jnani is free. Jnani has no karma. It's not that jnani is not involved in physical or mental activities. As long as a person is alive, as a wise person also, as long as a person has body, mind, sense complex, he surveys in this body, mind, sense complex. As long as a person has to exhaust his parabdha karma, as long as he is alive in this body, mind, sense complex, definitely a person must be choicelessly involved in oral, physical, mental activities. It is impossible to give up any activities physically, whether a jnani or a jnani. But the only difference is, jnani is involved in physical, oral, mental activities without the notion that he is the doer, he is the enjoyer. When a person is involved in physical, oral, mental activities without the notion that he is the doer and enjoyer, then he is an renunciate of actions. He is a sarvakarma sannyasi. Who is sarvakarma sannyasi? Sarvakarma sannyasi, the renunciate of all activities is the jnani, who is free from the notion he is the doer and he is the enjoyer. Not the one who physically gives up the activities. So ajnani is not renunciate, because he performs physical, oral, mental activities, the strong notion that he is the doer, he is the enjoyer, because of his wrong identity caused by ignorance. This is the big difference. Jnani is also a performer of activities. Ajnani is also a performer of activities, but jnani does not accumulate punya papam. Jnani has no punya papam because jnani is a renunciate, because jnani has no wrong notion. Jnani is free from the wrong notion. Whereas ajnani has the wrong notion that he is the doer, he is the enjoyer, because he does not know Atma Swaru, nature of the Atma. His identity is not with the Atma, his identity is with Anatma. So ajnani is a karta, ajnani is a karayita. The ignorant person is the doer, ignorant person is the instigator of the actions, activities. Ajnani is neither the doer nor the instigator of activities. Jnani has no karma at all. Jnani has no karma at all. Whether he is performing, he is not performing. Still, he is not a doer, he is not the instigator. But to state that Bhagavan, Shankara Bhagavatpada, presents the quote from the Bhagavad Gita, which is in the following chapters. But Purupakshi takes it literally, and he tries to say, oh, Bhagavan negates only. No, sannyasi, jnani also should perform activities. Jnani should combine that karma with the jnanam. So he says, no, Bhagavan means only renunciation of mental activities, not the physical or oral activities. He says he has his own argument. So the Hankar Bhagavatpada made it very clear, no, it is not possible for one to give up physical and mental activities, give up one's mental activities and perform physical and oral activities, because physical oral activities are possible only if a person is involved in mental activities. Physical oral activities presuppose mental activities. Mind must be active, mind must be functional for physical oral activities to take place. Oh, such understand interpretation of Purapakshi is not correct. That he corrected. Then again he said, maybe Bhagavan meant the person who is the deathbed should give up the activities. Karma sannyasa is for a person who is about to die, not for the person who is still alive. Again, Shankara Bhagavatpada made it very clear, no. The renunciation of actions, Bhagavan talks about, of the jnani who is still alive and who still lives happily in his nine-gated city, means who is still alive. Bhagavan is not recommending Sarvakarma sannyasa for a person who is about to die. It is for the person who is still alive. Again, he continued to say, it is not possible to continue to remain in the physical body for a dead person with the renunciation of actions. Again, it is not possible for the dead person to be the doer and also to be the instigator without the body. Just simply that taking just the work and interpreting the verse differently. Interpreting the verse differently, the Purapakshi still wants to say, no, Bhagavan emphasizes that jnani, the renunciation of actions, Dehe sanyasya iti sambandha, na dehe aste iti. So giving up the activities in the body, the word dehe should be taken as what? As the locative case, no? So dehe, renouncing the activities in the body, that is what is the meaning. Dehe na aste, it does not mean the wise person remains happily in the body. Does not mean the wise remains in the body happily. He remains there giving up the activities in the body. So Shankara Bhagavatpada gives the right answer now. Na sarvatra atmanaha avikrayatva avadharanat. Everywhere, right from the beginning, wherever we see repeatedly one important fact is mentioned. What is that? There's a clear understanding, ascertained understanding of the nature of the Atma, being actionlessness. Atmanaha avikriyatva avadharanat. As there is ascertained understanding of actionlessness, being the nature of the Atma everywhere. That is, changelessness being the nature of the Atma. Avikriyatva avadharanathu. Throughout, repeatedly, it is understood very clearly that changelessness being the nature of the Atma. Changelessness being the nature of the Atma. So actionlessness also is the nature of the Atma. Therefore, asana kriyaha cha adhikarana apekshatvat. Again, even for the act of remaining, asana kriya means what? Even for the act of remaining, there is a requirement of the locus. Adhikarana apekshatvam asti. Even for the atma, even for the dehi, to be there as the jiva, okay? Even for the dehi, to be associated with the act of remaining, there is a requirement of the body, locus. Where does the dehi remain? The dehi remains in the body. In the body is the adhikaranam. Body is the locus for the dehi. For this act of remaining, there is requirement of the locus, adhikaranam. It is just body. Whereas, for Atma, the anapekshatvat, Atma does not require. Atma does not require what? Tad anapekshatvat cha sanyasasya sampurvahatu nyasa shabdaha iha tyagarte na nikshepartaha. This is this particular part at a seat tomorrow. It's okay. But I need to explain a lot here. This last Purupaksha. Dehe sanyasiti sambandha na dehe aste iti. That part let me explain tomorrow. Okay? From here, this particular part. Until this previous one, I think it was clear, was it? What is this last bit? Last Purupaksha which I read now. Let me explain the Purupaksha. Again, the answer also tomorrow. Okay? Once this verse goes, we are about to end this particular Bhashyam. Simply dragging, isn't it? How many times to repeat it? All Purupakshas, one by one, the Purupakshi's views, various views of Purupakshi's and the respective answers for those Purupakshi's doubts, all that put together and present it tomorrow. Then we will continue with this. Then it will become much clearer for you. Okay, because today I started somewhere in between. After a long break. So people who missed the class must be wondering what's happening, where we are. We will be lost. So don't worry. Let us present tomorrow. Continue with tomorrow. Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. That is the reason what when Pujya Swamiji's unfoldment of the whole Bhagavad Gita, Chakra Bhashyam also, Swamiji himself recommended to remove a lot of Sanskritam from there. Just give what needs to be understood alone, he wanted to give. That the whole Swamiji's unfoldment of Bhashyam has been re-edited and edited. That they removed lots of Sanskritam from there. They put only what needs to be understood. That's why Gita, home study book is a monumental work. You exactly understand what you need to understand. But if you really want to enjoy the in-depth the Bhasha, we have to read like this. Understand? Yeah. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.